Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
It is 18 minutes to 7. Good morning. Welcome to breakfast. It is Wednesday, the 20th of March. And yeah, that last 40 minutes brought to you by Eskom. My colleague, by the way, Bongani Bengwa, was talking and he just opened up the first hour to listeners going, how do you survive load shedding? And he was asking the question, what is it that you've put in place to make sure that you can just survive? That press conference yesterday, woo. So those calls on 021-446-0567. But time for us to check out some of those trending stories out there. Barbara Friedman is, of course, the person who knows what's trending even before it trends. So, Barbara, good morning to you. And we'll talk about Armando, the Lewis Hamilton of pigeons, sells for a record.
Yeah, I know. I mean, amazing. He is a champion pigeon and has sold for the equivalent of 20 million rand.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so that's about $1.4 million, just over £1 million. But can you imagine paying 20 million rand for a pigeon? Anyway, it was auctioned off. He's 5 years old. He's an absolute champ, and he's now in retirement, fathering new chicks that they hope will also break records. The two buyers who bid, who in a bidding war for him, are from China. And just to give you perspective, they usually sell a racing pigeon for around 2,500 euros. So what? I don't know what his DNA
is.
He's five now, but they say that they live, they can have chicks until they're about 10. So he's got 5 more years of breeding and they live till about 20. So Armando will settle down to a quiet life where he'll hopefully have lots of racing progeny.
Wow. If you think about what he can still produce,
yeah.
You know, maybe that 1.25 is not that bad. But
it's a lot.
It'll be rather interesting, though, if Armando goes out into the grass and then a cat eats it.
That's mean.
I wonder if they... No, but seriously, it's like my cat pounces on birds all the time.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering if that sort of happened. Do they have insurance? Maybe there's a follow-up here. Anyway, but scientists played music to cheese as it aged. What?
Yeah.
Hip-hop. And that produced the funkiest flavor. Are you serious?
Yeah, so researchers did an experiment where they played non-stop loops of various music from Led Zeppelin to Mozart to hip-hop to these wheels of cheese. And they found that sound waves did seem to impact the flavor. It was a researcher that did this. Cheesemakers were involved from the Bern University of Arts. They placed these 22-pound wheels of cheese in these crates and they played this endless music to them. And then they got an independent panel of food technologists to test the cheese. And they said, no, there definitely were differences in flavor.
Oh, my word.
And they really said that it seems that ultrasounds of music can have physical effects on the cheese. And now people are saying, please won't you do it to blues and other kinds of music, because they want to know what that's going to taste like.
And then finally, a turkey crossing guard, right? Herding his turkeys, pals across the road, is raising questions about the true leadership in the United States.
Well, you know,
it's getting really profound.
Exactly.
Morning, yeah?
I watched this on Twitter yesterday, and it is so brilliant. I am going to post it on our website when I can finally get online. It's this turkey, the cars have all stopped. He stands there like a crossing guard and he shepherds the rest of the turkeys across the road. And he literally looks to the left and right and makes sure that they all get across safely. Then he follows the last one across the road, and people are saying, give the turkey a promotion. And we're wondering who the best turkey in charge in America is and who it maybe should be.
Not the orange U-tan who currently runs the country. Anyway, I've got something for you. And I'm going to do this in Afrikaans because it only works in Afrikaans, right? So I'm sure most of you understand Afrikaans, but even if I did the translation, it wouldn't be funny. But it says, yeah, South Africa maak homself gereed vir 'n naamsverandering. So they're saying South Africa is getting ready for a name change. And this is after the elections. The South Africa will be called Hetty. Did you hear that, Barbara?
Hetty? No, I haven't heard
Hetty.
It at all. This is news
Hetty.
To me.
No, it is. And Hetty is going to be quite fitting because in Afrikaans, one would say the country being called Hetty makes sense, because if one looks at the variations of Hetty that you can put out there, you have Hetty Geldy, Hetty Werkny, Hetty Krachny, Hetny Heisny, Hetny Grondny, and Hetty Vetty. So Hetty it will be when CR17 takes over. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you for joining us. That was Barbara Friedman with, and Hetty, by the way, joining us this morning for Barb's Wire.